Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2008. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 101 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini-talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities. All right, and it is now just a little past 6 o'clock on Tuesday, and we are in the Java.net Community Corner. And our next mini-talk, we've got Van Riper, who's going to be talking about the Java User Group International Map and JUG Events integration.
Van. Okay. So I'm going to do the best I can. I'm having flaky internet connection, but we'll see how it goes. So, yeah, I run the Silicon Valley WebJUG, and I initiated this project to do a map that actually all the JUG leaders as a group could contribute to updating. We actually have this on Java.net. The KML files live there. So I actually have the map loaded here. I have links in this presentation as well. Because of the internet connectivity, the Google Map version isn't showing up very well, but this is the KML data being served from Java.net for all of the JUGs that have reported data to us on here. And so for each JUG, we have a place mark, which would have the name of the JUG, the leaders' names, contact information for the leaders. Sometimes it's either a mail-to link or a blog link or whatever they want, and then the site link for them as well for their site. And this is live. We could go over if the internet was working well. A really neat thing is I use KML. So Google actually supports loading KML map files into Google Maps. Actually, it's really designed for Google Earth. So this is actually a map that takes our data for JUG locations and also takes our data for Java Champion locations and puts them on the same map. So the blue markers are JUG locations, in this case in Europe, and the red marks are Champion locations in Europe. And so similarly for the Champions, we can click on a Champion and get their picture, a link to their blog or their web presence, and then... this is actually one of the initiatives of this project is to make it easier for champions to find JUGs to visit and for JUGs to, find the champions to come visit them. So just to show what you can do in Google Earth here, we can click on parts of the hierarchical folder structure here and it'll actually zoom in to that area. So now we're looking at North America. We could actually look for specific champions. We could look at specific countries, like we could zoom into Mexico. And it's going to go to the level of where we have champions. So there's only these two in this very tight area here. But you have the full zoom capabilities of Earth to work with here. So anyway, that's the main thing I wanted to show was that I'm glad I at least get that much live. Let me go back to my presentation here now. Oh, wrong one. This isn't working. Okay, so this is actually the raw KML file for the map. And one of the interesting things we do is we have a separate subfile for each continent. And so KML has this concept of network links, and so we use the network link mechanism to do that, and that's what allows us to have the combined map for both the champions and the JUG leaders is we just take those network links by continent and group them in a separate map file to do the combined map. Just want to show you that. Let's see. So I showed you, we'll see if this works. I showed you the map in Google Maps. You can actually embed these maps the way you can do anything with the Google Maps API. So a KML map file can be loaded inside a page. So, in fact, they've already integrated that into Java.net. So the profile page for the JUGs in Java.net, if this were to load, I'm hoping. But I meant to preload these, and I actually had them preloaded before I came up here, but then I lost them. I apologize. Okay, well, you have to trust me. If you go to this presentation later, I'm going to put a link to the public shared Google Doc presentation, and they have all these links in it. So I have an example of embedding the whole map in a web page. I also have an example in our JUG site of zooming the map down to my local area, so it just shows the jugs in Silicon Valley. So, like, if you're a in Europe, if you wanted to have your own map for your area of Europe, you could do that and zoom, you know, zoom in on the data for, you know, have it in your site. Okay, this isn't going to work either. There's a cool site called Jug Events, and Lucio Benfante, he's a Java champion, but anyway, he's put together this Jug Padova. He's put together this Jug Events site, and one of the really cool things he's done to integrate with us is when you register to do events there, you basically set up a Jug profile, and he's put in fields there to provide your lat long information as well as a description. And when you update your profile at Jug Events, it actually sends an email to the Jug Leaders mailing list. And the way that we are managing this this effort is we prefix email sent to the Jug Leaders mailing list with this map prefix, and then you put the placemark information in there. Actually, I did this earlier, so I think I can actually show that. Do I have a... Yeah, I actually did a test earlier, so this isn't live, but I updated my website, my profile at Jug Events, and this is what it mailed out. It actually mailed the generated XML for a single Jug placemark on the map with the information that I had entered on the Jug Events site. And so we could have actually implemented putting this directly into the file, but we kind of want to have a human intervention step to, like, not have people just go somewhere and enter saying, I have a jug here, and, you know, we like to be able to verify that the site is valid and not a porn site or something. So, so, you know, I think it's important to keep the human step in there. And what's kind of cool, what I like about it is that whether it's through Jug Events or whether you do it on your own, we encourage people to join the Jug Leaders mailing list, to send their information to the Jug Leaders mailing list. And then that way it lets the whole community know when a new jug comes online. It's like, oh, here they are. Here's where they're located. And then we put them on the map so that anyone that goes to the map can see it. But, and then I've seen this happen. A lot of times a new jug will submit information, and you know, then people say, oh, we didn't know you were there. And it's like, we're just down the road, you know. We can help out, that kind of thing. So it's been a really community networking thing as well. Let me just go back to my presentation. Wrong one. I did that. I thought I had that. Sorry. This thing is... Okay. So that's that. We have wiki resources at java.net. We have this completely documented there. So we even offer you the back door to, you can email one of us and we'll add it for you if it's too onerous for you to join the leaders mailing list. But we strongly encourage that. And I kind of showed you the champions map already. So this is some more background on how I decided to do this. I did some research on KML versus GORSS. The short story is GORSS is way more verbose for what we wanted to do, and so KML was just more well suited. Plus, I like the idea that I could write it once and have it be loaded directly into either Google Maps or Google Earth. And it turns out other mapping software is starting to support KML as well. So, like the MSN 3D Earth Viewer. I couldn't get it to work, but I was at Web 2.0, and they said they had KML support, but they couldn't handle my KML files yet. But that's, you know, Microsoft. the elements I actually use. Let's see what time I'm doing. I have plenty of time. Yeah, I know there's network errors. The elements that I actually use are just the document, network link, which I was explaining is how you can load subfiles. Folder is how we get those folders in that view. Placemark is the actual jug locations, and it's mainly just the points in a description. Things that I just, for people that are going to do anything like this themselves, you just have to be careful when you try to put HTML into one of these files that you have to protect it with a C data section. Although the files are UTF-8, I'm having problems with Google rendering the full UTF-8 character set, so I find it's safest to actually encode within XML character entities this. But since we have a lot of European jugs, there's a lot of those accented characters. So when it causes a problem, it actually causes the map to completely fail to load. So it's safest to just, you know, they'll probably fix this, and probably like a year from now, I'll still have all these character entities in there, and it'll be fine. But be safe rather than sorry. Just have a couple pointers if people have trouble getting coordinate values. There's some online resources for that. These are just a few random things that I wanted to just point out to people. I know. Yeah, we're actually serving the files. Am I? Okay. We're actually serving the files over the HTTPS protocol, but they don't like it when I ask them to serve the file over that protocol. But if you ask it over HTTP, that'll redirect to the HTTPS, and it'll work fine. So, and the network link, I didn't do network links originally, but then as we got more and more stuff, I needed to do that. It turned out that really was a big performance win because you get the multiple parallel network connections going. And then the thing, just for people, when I'm doing this for jug leaders, it's like I just want to remind them, even though you normally think of it as latitude, longitude, whatever reason, KML, they define their point coordinate system as longitude first, latitude second. So, but every so often we get a jug that's, you know, in the very wrong location on the map, so we have to check that out too. And then I put a bunch of links in. KML also has very good documentation. So we only use a small subset of it, but it's very well documented. It's very easy to use. Let's see. I guess just where do I have the code here? I mean, here's just some of the actual raw code of XML. This is just an example of a jug in Canada. So see the names, like I said, you can't put HTML. I mean, if you put trying to put links or something else in the names, they just strip that out, so don't even try. You have the C data section of the points, and, I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, and Java.net's work great for this. It's really nice that you can just do a check-in, and you just do a CVS commit, and then the network links get dynamically updated, so anyone in the world that loads the map or reloads the map after you do a commit, they get the latest data. And we have three or four active committers besides myself on this. Petar Tachiev from Bulgaria, Derek Maniki from, Australasia. He's restructured the map because I had Oceania with Australia, and he's informed me that there's Australasia. So, oh, and then there are a couple other people that have been helping as well. So, that's pretty much what I had to cover. I had some more I was going to do. I was going to show you the jug event stuff live, but I couldn't get it. The network wasn't cooperating. So, unless there's any questions for me, I'm just going to wrap it up.
So the KML, that's a Google standard?
It's not a Google Well, it's an open standard. I mean, it stands for Keyhole Markup Language. Okay. And, yeah, it wasn't
created by Google.
No, it wasn't created by Google.
Okay. And then my other question is, basically, is there like a DTD or a schema or something to kind of help you along?
A schema?
Yeah, a DTD or a schema.
I'm sure there is. In fact, actually, if we go, there we go. Let's go here. Let's go one of the main files. Come on. I mean, there is a schema. The thing is, the documentation is so good. I mean, you'll want to work from the HTML docs for this. Trust me.
I was thinking about autocomplete your IDE.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we should probably wrap it up so the next person can get set up. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That was Van Riper talking about Java User Group International Map and Jug Events integration. And next up at 6:30, we have Brian Dawson. He'll be talking about SVN or Subversion 1.5 and Eclipse as a collaborative development environment. And I hope to see you then. This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini talks from Java 1 2008 at today.java.net/pub/ct/Java 1 Community Corner or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.